Well, I've got other things to say. But,
go on then. Go on then.
I mean, you mentioned about the Holocaust as if the Arabs come out of the Holocaust with totally clean hands. I mean, it's very important to mention that that the leader of the Palestinians in Israel, a man called Haji Amin al-Husseini, set out the Second World War in Hitler's bunker, and he helped set up two divisions of the Islamic SS in Bosnia, which helped kill Christian Serbs and Jews in the former Yugoslavia. So I'm afraid, you know, Arabs don't come out of the Holocaust with totally clean hands, and they can't divorce themselves from responsibility. The other thing I just wanted to mention is that the League of Nations gave Israel a mandate on Palestine. Palestine at the time included what is now known as Jordan. The British then, in breach of the mandate, then gave away 75% of Palestine.
Okay, John, I think we've probably had enough. You are an unremitting falsifier of facts. You are a perverter of history, and you are a liar. And you are an apologist for some of the worst crimes that anyone with a TV screen and with eyes to see have witnessed in the world in the last 5 decades. Everything that you said, every single thing that you said, was completely false. And the duplicity with which you twisted semi-truths, half-truths, was a masterclass in the Israeli propagandist falsifiers. Now, I've got somebody out there checking your claim that 600 people were massacred in Baghdad in the 1940s, and that's the first thing that I'm going to deal with. According to the history, in the coup of 1941, the Rashid Ali coup, there was widespread fighting, and it's alleged that 180 people lost their lives. How many of those were Jews is not clear. You said that 600 Iraqi Jews were massacred, and that that was the reason why Iraqi Jews rushed to Israel. That was a false statement. One of many false statements that you were allowed to make on my show this evening. What you didn't mention was that it is now admitted that the Zionists themselves were planting explosive devices in synagogues across the Arab world at exactly that time, with a view to stampeding the Jews of the Arab world out of their own countries and into occupied Palestine. This is not my claim. This is accepted historical fact in the official histories now of the formation and the early years of the Zionist state. You said that there were only 500,000 Palestinians in Palestine in 1917 at the time of the Balfour Declaration. This is a lie. You then made the fantastic claim, which after most of my lifetime involved in this issue, even I had never heard before. You claim that hundreds of thousands, I'm quoting you, hundreds of thousands of Arabs from other places emigrated to Palestine after the Balfour Declaration. This is a fantastic lie, and a necessary one for you, because you have to explain how it is that now 5 million Palestinians live as refugees in the surrounding countries with keys and land titles to the lands that they were driven from in Palestine. And you can't claim that as being an indigenous problem, because according to you there were only 500,000 Palestinians there. What you're really saying, John, in Greater Manchester, is this: that the superior race of Europeans, who were the original colonizers of Palestine, every single one of the Zionist leaders who extracted the promise from Balfour, were European, atheistic Zionists. Not one of them claimed a biblical title. Not one of them believed in God. What they were doing was exactly what white people who were not Jewish were doing all over the world at that time. They were founding a colonial settlement. The Palestinian people had only one main difficulty, and it wasn't that there were only 500,000 of them. Their main difficulty was that they were Arabs. They were people from a supposedly inferior civilization. And in Mr. Churchill's infamous words, when told that Zionism could not be allowed to colonize Palestine because the Palestinians were already living there, he said, "I don't accept that the dog has the right to the manger, however long it has lain there." That was the mentality behind the Zionist occupation of Palestine. That the people living there were dogs, were subhumans, just like the Africans could be colonized because they were subhumans. Just like the Asians could be colonized by white European Christians in the empire days because they were less than us. The truth is, the Palestinians were to be occupied because they had a piece of land coveted by others and that they were less than us.